Before going that though, I just want to mention to you the machlokes of Yesh Em Lesoros Yesh Em Lemikra, which we have here in the Gemara. Tosis makes a big deal here over the fact that the shittas are not consistent. Rabbi Kiva here, who holds Yesh Em Lemikra, Rabbi Lezal Yesh Em Lesoros, in other places in Shas, it's Fakeret, specifically in Sanhedrin, it's Fakeret. There's the aside that says in one of the Rishayim of a number of Achrayim, and the Pshat in the Machlokes Yesh Em Lesoros Yesh Em Lemikra. Right? We have many times in the Torah, we have Ksiv and Kri. And the question is, do we dash the Ksiv or do we dash the Kri? Yesh Em Lemikra means we dash the Kri, Yesh Em Lesoros means we dash the Ksiv. There's a day, I believe it's a Shita Sayyareya. It's brought by Riches the Magali Sayyam in Sanhedrin Daftalad Amid Aleph, who says a very nice thought in the Machlekes Yeshem Lemikra Yeshem Lesoros. It's a beautiful thought, except it doesn't stem with the Rishayim, which is always a slight problem with most Rishayim. He says, what's the Machlekes of Yeshem Lemikra Yeshem Lesoros? Well, nice, there's a Kri and there's a Ksiv, there's both. So you can ignore one and darsh in the other, it doesn't make sense. The Torah wrote both. The Torah wrote a Kri and a Ksiv. What he says is that we look at the word and we try to figure what's the pashtus and what's the shinoi. In other words, let's say it says basukais. So it's spelled, sukais is spelled tzabach vav chav saf. So a person would say the normal way is tzabach vav chav vav saf. So the shinoi is that it's spelled chaser. So the logic would be that we should darshin what's the shtada. I think that's not the normal way. Which means that's why over there we would darshin, let's say in that case, the Messiah. So what he says is that the machlokes in Tanan and Amiroim, on all the words that they argue, if Yesh Em Lemikra, Yesh Em Lesoros, those machlokes are always machlokes in what's the shinoi in the word. What is the shinoi in this particular word? One Nadiyama says the Messiah is the shinoi, one says the Mikra is the shinoi. What it's totally in there. We have to start clarifying what it's totally in. But it's a very logical thing that you can't just ignore, say, Yeshua Messiah, I'll ignore Mikra. Yeshua Mikra, I'll ignore Messiah. It doesn't make sense. It makes a lot of sense to say, let me darshan wherever the Torah was Mishana. Whatever's normal, that's the normal meaning of the word. And whatever's the shinoi, that's the shinoi. And with that, he wants to answer why many places in Shas we have that we darshan the Mikra, we darshan the Messiah, and it doesn't go into Machlaiksin. It just darshans one way or the other. It just, many places in Shas, it darshans the Kri and the Ksiv, and it doesn't go into Yeshua Mikra, Yeshua Messiah. Why? Because there's some places where everyone agrees that the Shinui is a certain way, and that's the thing we darshan. Now, it's a very nice hesber. It's very mistaver tuva, it's oil aladas. The problem is that Tosfos, if that's true, you can't ask a stira. How come Rabbi Kiva in one Gemara darshans Yeshem Lemikra? And one that Gemara darshans Yeshem Lemesiris? According to this hesber, it's not a stira. In one Gemara he holds the Mikra is the Shina, so darshan the Mikra. And in one Gemara he holds the Mesiris is the Shina. So Dash and the Messiahs. So you wouldn't be shy to ask a stira. Rabbi Kiva always holds the Hashem the one, and now here he holds the Hashem to the other. So according to this Hesber, there's no, doesn't have to be a consistency. You don't have to be consistent because you always dash in whatever is the abnormal thing. So Tosis, who asked that it's a stira, can't hold of this Hesber. But on the other hand, the Girsa we have in the Gemara, where Rabbi Kiva Taka holds the opposite of what he holds elsewhere, here he holds Yeshem Mikra, elsewhere he holds Yeshem Messiris, a Taka could be that this Shita will hold that you can't ask theirs. It's not a Kasha. Rabbi Kiva here holds here the Shinoi is the Mikra, so Ladash is Mikra. And there the Shinoi is the Messiris, so Ladash is the Messiris. So it's not a In the Gemara it fits well, in the Rishonim it doesn't fit. But what? The Gemara is mashal that you have to be consistent. So the Gemara is mashal, you have to be consistent. That's a problem. The Gemara also in Sanhedrin of Dalit is really mashal that way. Gemara says a list. These Tanaim hold Yeshem Mikra, these hold Yeshem Masaris. It's not necessarily a stira because you could tie. These have prices and these have prices. Just saying the Gemara is a stira and read these, then there'll be a problem. Unless it's just this is a hezber only in certain Madiyamr, maybe Reb Shimon. Shimon holds Yeshem with both. I don't know. And Kasha, but it's Kasha on a day in the Rishayim, so it's a hezber. You can't shlag up a Risha from the Gemara. But Dakapanim, it's a very nice Mahalach Yeshem Mikra. It would be nice if we could make it Shtim, like you say, with all over. Okay. Let's see in the Gemara. Boy Rabbi. Boy Rabbi Baravua. Yud Nisuan Isa, Ayerisan Isa. What is Yud? Is Yud Nisuan or is Yud Ayerisan? So we already know that there's a parasha of Yud, that if a man buys an Amma Ivriya, he afterwards has the right to marry her. And we said on Daf Hey that he has even a right to marry a Bar Karcha. That Shekin Yeshna Bar Karcha, Taisa said, Rashi said, Kesa Bar Mavriya, Kedusha Bar Karcha, Bar Mavriya Bar Karcha. So Taisa said, it means Yud. So, lo shetzarach lasis meritzayna, el shetzarach lo yidiyash Hashem kiddushim yadu. So yud is a form of marriage. The shaila is if yud nisuan isa eris nisa. Now, first of all, there's one big kash on this sugya, not on the sugya so much on the concept. We know that by yud we're going to have a machlokes that mois rishayim is l'kiddushim yadu. And when the man is miyayid, the Amma Vriya, what is the Kedushin? The Kedushin is the original money that he gave her. The Gemara in the beginning of the Masechta says, Kesef Menalan. How do we know this Kedusha Kesef? So we learned it out of Stay Ephraim. The Gemara is a big kasha. If we have Yiyud, Yiyud is Kesef Kedushin, isn't it? Yiyud, certainly the whole Yiyud Eros Naisa, it seems to be Kesef Kedushin. It seems to be a Beferisha case. You don't have to go to Stay Ephraim to make a hedge. You can learn it straight from Yudah. If you hold Yudah Eris and Isa, certainly, even if you hold the Suan Isa, could be, but certainly go to Eris and Isa, it's a Makar for Kesef Kedushin. What? Yud is.
Yud is only Eris. I mean,
if you hold Ma'is Rishon as the Kedushin, it means at the time of Yiyud, he's employing the original money as Kesef Kedushin. Right? He said she has to be bought for at least two prutas. So that after she works, there's still a pruta left for Kedushin. You see that the original money is the Kesef Kedushin. So this is a kasha that Yitzhak Shem will come back to in a few minutes to answer, but this is like a big kasha on the side. And what does the Gemara say? Yud nisuan isa erisin isa nafkamina. What's a nafkamina? Liyarsha latamalo lof in the derel. Now these lines, nafkamina, liyarsha latamalo lof in the derel, is a problem. What's the problem? What? The Gemara? Why is the Gemara bringing? Well, first the kasha is why is the Gemara bringing nafkamina? I don't know the difference between Nisuan and Erisin. Coming to teach me, I learned the Kedushin all year. I'm already holding it at the Ivri, and now it tells you, you know, the difference between Erisin and Nisuan, Lafa Nidareah, or the Yarsha, the Tamala. We had a similar kasha on Yud Amud Aleph. The Gemara said, "Ivayil who be in Nisuan Isa Erisin Isa, nafkamina liyarsha tamala in the derel." So we ask the same kasha then, what's the Gemara doing? Telling you nafkamis and heirs and the suin? No, of course they're nafkamis and heirs and the suin. So the answer is that the chiddush here is not what it says, but what it leaves out. The chiddush in Sai Daf Yud and Sai here is to figure out, no, what it says, of course, heirs and you can't be made for a loan, the suin you could. And the same thing with the other things. Shaila is the things that were left out, they were left out the kavana, and they come to teach a din. So what was left out here? Was it Saint Erison the Sulin that was left out? Huh? You marry a woman, and now you marry a woman. Mezainis. So Mezainis here would probably not be so good. If you say, because she's not a shidcha anymore, so then Mezainis was left out. Okay, good. You could argue that Mezainis was left out. If she's not a shidcha anymore, she's not Rusa. So if you're not giving a Mezainis, you have to give a Mezainis to an Arusa. Okay. another thing was left out. Well, what corresponds to corresponding to Erisin, to Mezainis is Nisi Adah. So those two really go together. We know the difference in Erisin and the Suin is that after Erisin, Nisi Adah is still hers or her father's. And after the Suin, it goes to the Baal. And Mezainis the same. What? Okay, good. What? That's the kuda of the Shaila here. The Shaila here is, think about it, she was sold as an Amavriya. So she's an Amavriya, it could be for a year already. All of my seed, I'll go to the audience for that year. And all of my Zionist, the audience has to provide. Now he does yield. He says, Hariat, Yuedisli. Right? He does yield. So once he does yield, what happens now? What happens now to my seed? What happens to Zionist? It's a little awkward. Like, what happens to her at this stage? So there's a Rajba on Daf Yud Tesamid Beis. The Rajba says that the Mishnah left out my seed, because Maisi Adeha certainly goes to the Adai. Shal Minos Adas Kein Kana. He bought it from Evriya for Maisi Adeha. So what are you going to do? She's not Evriya. And now you're going to say, bang, he does yield, and now he doesn't get Maisi Adeha. Let me stab her. If originally he bought her, Adas Kein Kana, he bought her. So the Maisi Adeha was always his. The Maisi Adeha was always his, so why should it stop being his? He did yield, he brought her closer, he didn't push her further. So therefore, Dr. Rajba leaves out Maisi Adeha in this Gemara, because Maisi Adeha is Poshit, that it goes to the Adai, Shadas Ken Kana.
It's only his as long as she's
it's a interesting question. What? Yeah, technically, though, he's right. Technically, she's no longer an Avriya when she's not a Rusa. What? Not a Yetzia. You is not a Yetzia. In this case, she's still an Amma. She's still an Amma. Is it Mistaver that she's an Arusa and still an Amma? That's a little strange. I don't know. It's hard to call her an Amma after Yehud. She's an Arusa who's an Amma. The fact is, Dine Amma at least still continue.
So now Dine Amma. Why doesn't Yehud not get the benefit?
Because she was Beis Aviyah.
Yeah, she's not.
Maybe she should go back to Beis Aviyah. The Rashba says, I'll ask Kekana. That's what he means, I'll ask Kekana. That's the understanding. So maybe she should go back to her husband's house, her father's house then.
Once she dies, it doesn't make a regular case. You is not a regular case.
It makes sense which way, that she should go back or she shouldn't go back?
But he has to get a resignation.
But if there is, you have to get a resignation, normally.
But since this is not a regular case, the regular case
lives. So I think the question is where she lives. If you hold Yireiris, and I said she go back to her father's house, in between her, she still lives by the Adam. The Rashi was saying, it's Mistaver that she still lives by the Adam. We could talk a Claire, is that because she remains in Amma, or is that just because Yud is not Mistaver, that Yud is Marchikar? I'm not sure. But Bavadai, the Rashi was at least told Yireiris Dais is not Marchikar. She doesn't get less Bebeis Ahadim than she was earlier. That's at the very least what the Rashi was saying.
No.
Yeah, my Sidon and always go together. So let me tell you, there's the Ikka Kler in Yud. When we started this, I told you all Dine Eved Ivri have one main Chakira. By Yud, if you hold Mois Rishon as the Kiddushin Nitna, which is the way we pass it, and we'll have Madi Yom Alav the Kiddushin Nitna, we'll talk that Mois Rishon as the Kiddushin Nitna. The Shaila is this. B'shas, let's say a woman is sold in Tanam of Riyah Nisim. She sold for whatever, $100, sells his daughter for Tanam of Riyah. 6 months later, in Tishrei, the Adai decides to be Miyayid. Now we're saying Mois Rishonos LeKiddushin Nitna. Does that mean that the Kiddushin is Chalam Afreya originally? Because we're saying when the money was originally given, the Kiddushin Nitna, when he gave $100, he said, listen, I'm giving you $100 and I have the right to use this for Kiddushin. Does that mean that she becomes an Eish HaSishlam Afreya at the time of the giving of the money? Or should we say, no, when you say Hari Yami Yuedesli, at that moment she becomes married. Or is she an Eish HaSishlam Afreya? I guess Nafka Mino B, if someone was Mizan or whatever in between. If he was by an Eish HaSish.
If it's Mafreya, if it's a lot better,
then
Rajma is
with
that.
If what? If the Rajma, if
it's
a lot better, because... If you say which way? Mafreya. Why? Because she was always, it's like she was always with him. So even though now the idea... Do you agree
with that? She's saying if it's better, which way does the Rajma fit better? Mafreya, because then it's like she's getting you in the life that Nancy Devon does all the time. There's nothing really changing. It's like nothing changed.
Does everyone look at it that way? I'm not sure. You could say. What?
What is the current? She can't eat
Truma? Well, she can't eat Lamafreya because it's not physically possible to eat things Lamafreya. But in theory, she could have. In Amma Vriya could eat. Can you cast by? In Amma Vriya could eat.
You can't say it's
much better
because
yeah.
The one you have to
prove
is
when
you can't, you say that the one
prove
that
you need that you need more. That's a good raya. Why do you need two prutas? If it's from Afreya, it could be even with one pruta. That's a good raya. Right, this Claire is found in a number of Achrayim, Reb Chaim among them. The Birchas Avram, he has a nice arichas on the Sugya. He brings a raya from this Rajba, the opposite of what Yaakov was saying. Although we can maybe clarify. Again, the Shaila is Yud L'Mafreya. Now, it's sad to say it is L'Mafreya is obvious, because we never heard of a Kedushin which is a which is Chal without money or Shtar. Right, Nisni gave her money. And Tishrei says, "Hurry up, Yehudisli." He doesn't give her a shtar. He doesn't give a kedushin. Doesn't give her a bia. Nothing. Just hurry up, Yehudisli. We never heard of such a chasma, unless it's a new gzeres hakasim. It would be nice to say that it's with the original. It's original kesef b'shas nesina. But that's not a proof one way or the other. Now, what? Similar to even these bia at least. Right, he's at least one of the Maisa Kedushin. Right, could be the Xerxes Akasav. Yud works without any one of the three. Xerxes Akasav you can't fight with.
I would say it's
similar to the case of Ma'ashav Avraham Yom. That's the Shaila. It is Ma'ashav Avraham Yom. Then it's Chalam Afreya. Then it's Chalam Afreya.
When is Ma'ashav Avraham Yom? When is the Chalas?
So I'm afraid that's tonight.
After 30 days.
What?
He makes the whole thing happen after
30
days.
It's a machlokes later. It's tonight or chazara. This is national adam yom. It's a sugya later in the third parent. The thing is that the shaila is how did the Torah set up here? This Rashba, he argues is a raya. I'll tell you how he argues. Again, what's the Rashba? The Rashba says a man buys an amavri and this. He does year in Tishrei. Shaila is why isn't the Gemara saying afkamina le ma'isiyadel mazaynis? He says al dafkin kana. He bought her for ma'isiyadel. So what do you mean al dafkin kana? If she's going to be an amavri, al dafkin kana. But if you're going to tell me that now I'm afraid, she's an eshesir, she's married to him. So it wasn't al dafkin. He originally gave her money and he said, listen. If I'm not Mayad you, you'll be an Amavriya. If I'm Mayad you, you'll be married to me. If you learn that way, then it would be fine to say that the Maisi Adah should not go to the husband. Because there was never a moment that Maisi Adah belonged to the other, because now I'm afraid it's a glory that she was in Arusa all along. It's Mashba from the Rashba that until now she was an Amma. Masiyadeh went to the other. And bang, now she's not Rusa. So we're not going to take away Masiyadeh. That's the Mashmois of this Seder HaTorah. Now you were saying if I cared. You said something which made sense. What did you say? The other way, why?
Because then it's like my friend, the whole time she was saying the Masiyadeh. So it's like nothing changing. Now he's in the year, that's what's changing.
If you say which way, if you say Stella Mafreya, so you say the other way. If you can say Stella Mafreya, then it should be Shver, let it change. So now she's on every year, now she's on Rosa. What's your name?
No, till now he was going to Maisie Adele. I mean, he didn't know it was in the year. Originally, but it wasn't.
So till now he took Maisie Adele.
Right, so now he's new year, so it's like Mafreya, he's married her. But there's a big difference. He's in the mindset that whole time, so why should it change now? Because the mindset the whole time he's right there.
Okay, the way I would phrase what you're saying, you could argue the other way, that it's Mashma is Lamafreya. If it's not Lamafreya, I was trying to Rashma. That Al Das came. No, I mean, till now she was not Lamavriya, so till now you got Maisiya there. Now she became Rarusa, now it changed. Ishlam, if you say it's Lamafreya, then it's Taka true. Whatever he ate for the 6 months, he was entitled to, so it should continue. Maybe I could argue that way now. I don't have to think about it, which way it's Mashman. Anyway, this is the Rashba's Nakuda. Reb Chaim says that it's not Chal Mafreya. Reb Chaim is brought here in the Berachos Avraham. It's actually in the Grach al Rambam Hilchos Yibum, who says that it's not Chal Mafreya. So it should be Chal Mafreya. So Reb Chaim says, we had a rule all year until we got to have it everywhere. We're learning in Yoni Kedushin that any Maisa Erva needs a dislokiyume. Any Kedushin, Gidden, anything that's a Maisa that causes Dinim and Dine Erva, Arayas needs Eidus Lekiyume. Eidus Lekiyume means that if a man gives a ring to a woman and there are no Eidim around, that the Kedushin is not a Kedushin. He's Maida, she's Maida, everyone agrees they didn't. It's not Chal. No question. Even if you meant Kedushin. Right? That was the Klal of Eidus Lekiyume we had all year. So Reb Chaim, if the Eidus is Chal Mafreya, if the Kedushas Chal Mafreya, I mean, from the time that you buy an Amavriya, there should be a din. That when you buy an Amavriya, you need Eidus Lekiyume. You have to have Eidim to watch. Bishasi give the money for the Amavriya. And at that time, it should be, you need Eidus Lekiyume, just in case it'll end up being a Kedushin. Right? Just like in the case where you give money to a woman, you say, Hariyama Kodeshasli on a Tanai of 30 days. So at the time you give the money, you need Eidim. Same thing here. You should need Eidus Lekiyume. Since you don't need Eidus Lekiyume, it's a raya that the original giving is not kedusha. Later, when you say hariyam yuedesli, then you need edes l'kiyume. But not every. This Reb Chaim's ikur taikif is from this point that we don't find anywhere that you need edes l'kiyume when you give money for an amavriya. It's a raya that is not l'mafreya. Now, if somebody can explain to me now, so what does it mean by Yisr Shas the Kedusha Nidna?
Because I know the choice.
What?
I know the choice. Who am I to give the money to? The other one from the eye, who's in the money to? Not himself, not to the father, because it's his own. So the father's not a right in giving the money to Kedusha.
So you're trying to answer what it means by Yisr Shas the Kedusha Nidna?
Take that money. You say that when he paid, it was for Kedusha, because he can't give it himself.
But Reb Chaim's making a good point. If the original money was for Kedusha, there were no Edus L'Kiyume, how could it be for Kedusha? Why does it mean Moshe Shas Kedusha?
Where else would you get money for Kedusha right now? That's against the Kedusha.
You have a problem. So you have a problem. Where else can you get the money? It's a good cash.
You need this for the actual Kedusha. You need it from Sira. From Sira part, you did that. Now Kedusha, you do want to say that for Kedusha.
You're asking a good question, which you're not answering. You're not explaining how does it work, Moshe Shas Kedusha.
It's not the actual Kedusha of the Edus of Saint Edus.
But what is it? What is Moshe Shas Kedusha then? But where is the Maisa Kedusha? Maisa Kedusha is now. So what does it mean, Maisa Rishasa Kedusha? What do the words mean?
I remember once had a case that they even didn't see. They assumed the money was given, then it's the Kedusha anyways. So you can say over here, even though they didn't see it, they didn't see the time that he gave the money. But now, so if they have even now, they come to say that we didn't send out the transfer to the Kedusha. So you can say it's a different problem.
So it's a strange arrangement. It's a strange arrangement. Maestro has a Kedusha Nitno, but it's not really. The way Reb Chaim is explained, usually, is just like we had the Reb Chaim. I hate to use the expression, but Reb Chaim used it. That when you buy an Eved Ivri, he turns into what he called a Chetzed Eved Ivri. It's a different type of person. Reb Chaim saying, Maestro has a Kedusha Nitno means, when you get the original money, she turns into an amavriya. Call it a cheftza of amavriya. She turns into this new creature, amavriya. There's a din in amavriya that an amavriya could do yield to. So the Bais Rishaynais create amavriya, who has in her the possibility of the Adain making her a mekudeshes bal karcha. So the original money is not Mois Kiddush. The original money is Mois Amavriya. Included in Amavriya is the concept of that it could turn into a Kiddush. That's included in being in Amavriya. You follow? It's a little dachistic. Mois Rishas Kiddush Nidna means when you originally buy an Amavriya, that money is given to create Amavriya, who comes with all these rules. And one of those rules is that you can be Mekadosh of Al Karcha now. That's one of the rules.
Why do you have to come on to this? It's a concept of Yid, by Alma. So maybe you just don't need to make it to begin with.
The only reason you have to come on to it is because L'maisa, we say Maisa Rishas L'Kedusha Nidna. We do say that the original money is the Kedusha.
And you don't need Eidus L'Kiyumei?
And you still don't need Eidus L'Kiyumei. So we have to make those two things fit. The original money is Kedusha, and you don't need Eidus L'Kiyumei. How do you drive those two things? The Chayar Astir.
Well, you need the
Eidus
L'Kiyumei. You need to buy one sheet when he says, Arayah Yeres?
Yeah,
the stone. So what did the Eidus say?
They're saying that he finished, she was an Amavriya, and he now completed he did Yield. He completed the taking her as a wife. There's no Maisa. It's only an Amira. It's only an Amira. Okay, I don't know. Maybe you need it for an Amira. You can also need Eidus L'Kiyumei. It's like a Chiddush. So you can need Eidus L'Kiyumei just for the Amira of Hari Abiyu Edisli. You need Eidus L'Kiyumei for anything that does a shinui to the Velt. Remember we had a few Hezbeirim. Why need Eidus L'Kiyumei? Because it affects the whole world, not just you. So you can't just be Maida. We have to know for sure. L'maisa, the Amira of Hari Abiyu Edis affects the world. She becomes an Eishas Ish. So you need Eidus L'Kiyumei.
I think the whole
kind of
built up on the fact that
Eidus
L'Kiyumei.
Do what? Right. Here, Amavriya, same thing.
It doesn't work out.
She has Dina Yisr. The Yomavri has Dina Yisr. They can marry a Bakarach. You don't find anywhere else. I mean, you find Bayibum in here. The only two places that you can marry a woman Bakarach. It's pretty unique thing. I mean, because Tulya Vizavin's, no, it can't be Bakarach. She says, right, Sadni, Tulya Vizavin, Vikidish could be, but therefore what? But she's whatever yield is, if it's Eris and the Nesuim, it's Bar Korach. At any rate, this is whether you want with this hezbo but without this hezbo, but one thing is klar, Reb Chaim holds it's not Chala Mafreya. I think that's the majority opinion, even though we'll have later Reb Shimon is Mefakfik, but Reb Shimon is Mefakfik on this is a lot of Chidush. The Glat and the Halach, it's funny to say, because if you look at our Rashi, Mois Rishas HaKadushim, you would say it's Chalam Afreya. Reb Chaim says that's not Chalam Afreya. Rabbi Zavron brings a beautiful Raya. Mechor, it's a Raya Mechorachas to him. It's not Chalam Afreya. Taisis and Hekman Aleph. The Gemara said, Kedushin is Yeshna Bal Karcha. You could have a case of Kedushin Bal Karcha. Taisis, Yivra Masl Shekei Yeshna Bal Karcha. Taisis said, where do you have Kedushin is Bal Karcha? Vayiyut. And it's Bal Karcha of the woman and the father. That's what Taisa said. Yiyut is Bal Karcha of the Oma and Bal Karcha of the father. When he does Yiyut, if the father says, I'm not interested, he has no choice. It's Bal Karcha of the father. It's a Raya Wad. Tell me which way it's a Raya. Taisa says that Yiyut is Bal Karcha, is the Kedushin that's Kal Bal Karcha of the father. That's a Raya. That is what my friend is not my friend. Huh? It's not my freya. If it's my freya, it wasn't about Karcha the father. The father did it willingly. When the father sold her in Nissan for an Amar Vriya, he did it willingly. It wasn't against his will. If you say it's Chala Mafreya, so then what are you talking about? It's about Karcha the father. The father did it willingly.
The year
aspect is about Karcha. If it's Chala Mafreya, it's not.
He's telling her as
Ami,
not telling her for you. I
don't know. No, if you hold Moshe Kedushin, then he's doing both. He's doing Kedushin and he's doing.
But if there ever a case of selling
her
as Ami, not for you.
No, but he doesn't have to sell her. It's his choice. If he wants to sell for Amavriya, so it's his choice. If he wants to sell for Amavriya, he's got to agree to be Miayid. You can't have one without the other. That's a package deal. He did it willingly. It's true, he was interested in the Amavriya half. He was maybe hoping there won't be you. But you can't say it was about Karcha. He took the money willingly.
Alts Amo.
What does that mean? If you hold it, it's Moshe Shas HaKadushin. Let me ask you, if a woman says, a man goes over to a woman, he says, here's money, hurry up, Mekudeshesli, Amanas, I'll decide in 30 days I want to marry you. She takes it. 29 days later, he decides he wants to marry her. Is that about Karcha? She's screaming, I don't want it anymore. That's not Bar Karcha. She went into it originally, knowing exactly what she's getting into. It's exactly, if you hold to my phrase, exactly the same thing here. He says, okay, I'm selling it to Mavriya, and if you decide, then this money will be for Kiddush. If this money is a nice Kiddush, then it's for sign. If you hold later, then it's Bar Karcha. I think it's a nice round. The kasha we asked, why don't we learn Kesef Kedushin out of Yiyud? Why do we have to go to stay Ephraim? Why don't we learn Kesef Kedushin straight from Yiyud? So again, I believe it's also in the Berachos Avraham, I think it's Ayin Zayin. There's a nice arichas here. He says that. Then it wouldn't be a limud. If it would be chalam afreya, that means bishas you give the money, it's kedushin. So it could be a limud that you could do kesef kedushin. But lemaisa, it's not mafreya. Originally, bishas the nesina, it wasn't a kedushin when the kesef was given. Kesef being given makes our nam evriya. Later, the maisa kedushin is when he says, hurry up, you end this lien without giving. What? With hurry up, you end this lien.
Not
Kesef Bechlau.
Well,
I'll prove it to you. Maybe I should have been magnum the following.
So Maestro Shana is just showing that gives you the option to marry. Maestro
Shana's Gushin Nidnu means that it's it creates the sum every year. Which
to be married.
That's right. That's right.
Why
is it not a Kedusha al-Tanai? It's not a Kedusha al-Tanai. Because the Kedusha al-Tanai is Chalma Freya. It's a Kedusha Shalayot. The another thing this answers is a Michas Kinoch Kasha. Michas Kinoch, a mitzvah Mem Gimel, brings the Taisus Riyad on Dav Chof Aleph Amid Beis, who says, Om Avriya Nikna Bishtar. Says, you can buy an Om Avriya Bishtar. So what's Shmer? Mechsinach asks, how can Alma Vriya be Nikta Bishtar? How do you do Yiyud? How do you do Shiyud? Yet you need Kesef Maestro Shasta Kedusha Nim. So how do you do Yiyud? That's his kasha. According to what I was saying, it's not really Shmer. Now we're going to have to really understand what the Machlaikas is Maestro Shasta Kedusha Nim, Lava Kedusha Nim, and hopefully we'll get to. But the Bech Zavran suggests, no, you can buy a Mishtar too. When she becomes an Amar, as long as she becomes what we're calling a Cheftza of an Amar Vriya, later you can do Yiyud. It doesn't need Kes, not Kes of Kiddush. The Mois Rishonis are given al Das Kiddush. There's no refund of the Mois Rishonis because she didn't become an Amar Vriya for the whole 6 years. But Lamaisa, all you have to do is create a Matzias of Amir Vriya. When you create a Matzias of Amir Vriya, it's possible to have Yiyud. So Bechlal, it's not a Maisa Kesa Kedusha, the original giving. Now I have to stress to you, this is not the way you would learn if you're learning Gemara Rashi Pashit. The Pashtus of Maisa Kesa Kedusha is that originally it's a Maisa which will be Nisgala L'Mafreya later. Now we're going to see that there are, like I said, I think most Achrayim tie up like Reb Chaim. There'll be an opinion differently. But as far as at least today is concerned, we're learning that the Mois Rishonis is the Kedusha Nitnu in the sense only that it creates the Metzias of Am Evriya, and creating that Metzias of Am Evriya later kicks in to be to develop, to change into a Kedusha. Now we will have to understand. So what's the machlokes? My shayla, the kiddushin, lav the kiddushin. So hopefully we have that here later in the daf.
Why can't it be like
what?
I'm giving you the kesef now. When and if I decide to do
it, it could be that way. But then it should need edus l'kiyume. That's Reb Chaim's kasha. A, it should need edus l'kiyume. B, daf hey is not mashma that way. Because then it would be
to
not
bakar chabad. How does that answer the question that we should learn the kesef kiddushin?
Well, if it's not a Maisa Kesef Kedushin, then you can't learn it from him. Same reason it doesn't need Eis L'Kiyume is the reason you can't learn Maisa Kedushin. Obviously, it's not a Maisa Kinyan Kesef Kedushin. That doesn't work the same way. I deliberately didn't learn a lot of Gemara today, besides that this is a Geshmak Sugya, this whole Limud of Yiyud. But for tomorrow, I'm going to hope to try to finish part of the Yavid. And Mitzvah Hashem, you have quite a bit of time. So you have today, and then you have tomorrow, especially it's Thursday. So try to look at the Berachos Avraham inside. It's very geshmak. There's a second Reb Chaim on this Gemara, in the Shiurei Reb Shmuel. He asks another thing that was left out. Nafkimino, Yerushalayim Alef and Dera. So today we talked about Mezenis and Maaseh Yedea. There's another thing that was left out, which was Bia. Now I'd be boil in Arusa. You'll have to be boil before. So he brings a pshat from Reb Shmuel, brings a pshat from Reb Chaim. I'd like you to look at it, and those of you who chab will see. I think that this Reb Chaim stems beautifully with another garnat we had in Ksuvis. We had a few garnats in Ksuvis that we keep on coming back to. Nafbezam and Aleph. We had a Reb Naftali who said that even though the Rambam holds chuppah needs yichud or roi labia, there are two steps to chuppah. Yichud Ishaina Roy Labiya is something also, and Yichud Roy Labiya is something more, in two steps. This Reb Chaim fits beautifully, I think, with that Reb Naftali. And Yitzhak Hashem will get to that tomorrow, as well as the discussion of you. Okay, Yishkayach, all of you.